As the mighty presence, the ruler of the violet planet, speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am presence to bless him and to draw forth in through and around us whatever will attune us to receive his outpouring in the mightiest way possible, that we may forever be an open door through which his cosmic action of the violet consuming flame can ever fill us and pour forth through us that which will give the greatest assistance to life wherever we abide. Beloved ones of the violet flame heart, for such you are as the family of the mighty Saint Germain, I come tonight to draw within you the feeling of our love and power of the violet consuming flame as it manifests its cosmic action on the violet planet. First, we must begin with the understanding that the violet consuming flame is that power of life, the sacred fire from the great central sun, that is eternally manifesting as the way and means of raising all energy and substance and all consciousness into ever greater and greater expansion and perfection of the fulfillment of the great divine plan from the heart of creation. It is ever within the outpouring from the great central sun. It is ever within all systems of worlds. For it is an activity of the sacred fire that penetrates all other elements. It is that power of the sacred fire that increases the vibratory action of energy and substance until it raises it into greater and greater manifesting power that always produces purity and perfection. It is the activity of the sacred fire within the mind, as well as the feelings, that is the great dissolving power to remove from the consciousness of life the pictures that are not constructive, and to compel the purification of the energy of the feeling world in all that lives. Therefore, the violet consuming flame is the all-powerful action of the sacred fire provided to ever purify and remold anything and everything into greater and greater perfection. Therefore, you cannot have the transmuting activity of life take place in this world or any other without an action of the violet consuming flame. It not only purifies by consuming that which is discordant, but it is the power within life that raises the vibratory action of energy and substance into ever greater and greater manifestation to ever produce more magnificent beauty, power, and action in any part of manifestation. So it is absolutely necessary imperative under the action of the cosmic law that mankind be taught to call to this violet consuming flame and understand something of its marvelous blessings to life. And part of our service to the earth is to bring the intensifying vibratory action of the violet consuming flame in the power in which it manifests on the violet planet in order to purify and awaken mankind to the awareness of its master control everywhere in manifestation. The great love and mercy of the beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host has ever provided greater and greater assistance to life where individuals have become bound by their own misuse of the gifts of the universe. And therefore, you could just as well call a violet consuming flame the mercy flame of life, as you understand its remolding activity as well as its purifying action within all consciousness, all substance, and all energy. Now, in the gigantic task which the mighty Saint Germain has accepted in the purification of the life streams upon this world, there is naturally offered to him by the cosmic beings who direct the system the service and activities of all for the purification and the freedom which he will yet bestow upon life in this world. Therefore, we are happy at all times to give every explanation and every outpouring of the violet consuming flames, love and mercy to life as we concentrate it and use it on the violet planet. In that magnificent focus of the power from the great central sun, the beauty within the cosmic action of the violet consuming flame is indescribable in your words. And only as you can be shown some of its magnificent cosmic activities can you comprehend how wondrous is the intelligence within life that can design beauty so magnificent you are speechless and can release power incomprehensible to unascended beings. Only as you see these magnificent activities of the sacred fire can you comprehend how wondrous is the help that has been offered to you for your freedom. It is utterly impossible to purify the conditions in this world without the cosmic concentration of the violet consuming flame to the earth. It is utterly impossible to raise individual life streams into the ascension without the use of the violet consuming flame concentrated within the life stream as well as around the life stream in order to purify and raise the vibratory action that the consciousness of the outer self may vibrate at one with the higher mental body. Therefore, there is at no time that you do not need to use the violet consuming flame and call it forth into outer conditions to handle those conditions as the God intelligence of life has planned. So in the confusion that mankind has created, it must yet desire, understand, and use the violet consuming flame. Therefore, this knowledge is imperative for every life stream on the earth to understand it in order to be free. So, blessed ones, when you understand that within this system of worlds, the great law of the universe has placed the concentration of the violet consuming flame for use upon the various planets of the system, surely you must see and feel how important it is to use it in your own daily lives, to feel its presence within, to see its unfolding, blazing power ever taking you forward to greater victory. And it would be well to call forth the cosmic action of the violet consuming flame to be the atmosphere about you at all times. I have many reasons for this offer of our assistance tonight. Demand that the atmosphere wherever you abide is at all times the violet consuming flame from the violet planet. This is a special purifying, protecting action we are drawing for those who will remember to make the call. This will have much power to offset the contamination that mankind's frightful viciousness has already charged into the atmosphere that mighty Ares has given for the blessing of mankind. This will help to sustain you all in greater purity and greater peace as you demand the sun presence of its cosmic action in and around each of you. I think you will be greatly delighted with the relief that you will feel from distressing conditions that heretofore have disturbed you. You can purify your own atmosphere by its use, but call it forth from the violet planet, for we are privileged to help draw its concentration in and around you in our assistance to the beloved Saint Germain. So if you care to dwell within the atmosphere of the violet planet, your call will enable this to be drawn about you for your greater blessing and the blessing of the life around you. And I trust you will use it immediately with cosmic power. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now, since the unawakened individuals who have sought to destroy mankind's chance for greater perfection and have sought to contaminate and distort the blessings in the atmosphere of Earth, then there must come the action of the great central sun's balancing force to offset that viciousness. And we are the directors of that sacred fire to unfold all that is trying to hold God at this time. All who are in any way seeking the God presence of life and trying to hold to that which is constructive, all who do that come under our radiation and direction. Now, I'm quite sure many of you have had the experience in your calling forth of the violet consuming flame intensely enough around you. You have frequently smelt the fragrance of ozone. I'm sure many of you have had that experience. That proves to you what I have just said. You can have an atmosphere of the violet consuming flame around you. But if you call this forth from the violet planet, call it as the cosmic atmosphere of the violet consuming flames, control of everything around you, wherever you abide. This will neutralize your so-called radio fallout and much other contamination that seeks only to destroy the opportunities of the individual to be free. Now, if you choose to do this, and with your acceptance and remembrance of the violet flame angel of the mighty Saint Germain offered you long ago, it would be well if you recognize that the beings of the violet consuming flame from the violet planet can bring to you their power of that violet consuming flame to establish it about you as a permanent part of your own life flame. And in this, it becomes an added power to your own life stream to help you attain the ascension and to help you help the rest of life to be free from impurity as quickly as possible. These special activities and the beings who concentrate the sacred fire are without limit, and their legions, if need be, can be called in and around that which is constructive upon the earth to hold absolute dominion and to prevent the destruction that the hordes of evil have already created. So wherever discord arises, the hand of God can raise up the barrier against that. I lose the power to annihilate it. So I am come because you need me. I am come because you need the violet consuming flame. I am come to bring the power of its purifying freedom to assist the mighty Saint Germain. And so, if I may have your cooperation in just the call and your love for the violet consuming flame, I can answer you without limit, and I trust I shall have that opportunity. Thank you so much. Now, after you have called to your beloved I Am Presence, and by your mighty Saint Germain's violet flaming great command, call the violet consuming flame into the conditions of the outer world or yourselves to do that which needs to be done. At least once a day, acknowledge, I am the violet flame from the violet planet within me. And I command its dominion made eternal wherever I am. This will enable you to feel the action of the violet consuming flame within yourselves more frequently, and therefore it will act within you more powerfully to fulfill your cause. I want you to acknowledge and feel the violet flame from the violet planet brings its love into you, that its mercy may be extended through you to life, its forgiveness ever act, and its purity fill everything in your beings and worlds, so you may have release from as much distress and limitation as possible and as soon as possible. And when you hold the picture and feel that the violet flame of our love on the violet planet has come within you to live within you as a living presence of life, I am sure your experiences may be astounding, but they will be delightful, I assure you. And I want you to have that happiness because it is part of your protection. It will be like a magnet within you to draw to you that which your presence wants to give you to fulfill its own divine plan. Our violet flame love within you will make you master over that which seeks to desecrate life. And you will begin to know what freedom really is when you feel the violet flame's love within you. We are concentrating this in the outer physical conditions because those conditions must have the violet consuming flame for purification and protection. So, blessed ones, I offer you the gift tonight of the victory of my love. May my heart bring you power that lives within you forever as the purity that is eternal freedom. And in the love which our violet consuming flame is to life, will you understand what it means to control the powers of nature and forces of the elements by purifying them and setting them free. And as you send forth this radiance, they will love you and become for you legions of protection, legions of friends, legions of victory that only the violet consuming flame can give. Because when that part of life that has been bound in distress is set free from impurity by someone's love, those beings return that love a thousandfold with gratitude forever. So your opportunity is very great to bless life. And in your willingness to bless the rest of life with purity that sets it free, that very love to life will come back to you a thousandfold from those who love to give you their love to set you free. And as you enter in to the cosmic power which this will draw around you, will you worship forever that violet consuming flames purifying love. As you enter into this comprehension and feel deeply what that love can bestow, nothing in this world will ever disturb you again, and nothing will ever draw you away from the goal of your freedom, which only love can give, and only love can take you there. So, my blessed ones, the love upon the violet planet is the most wondrous experience your life can know. And you will realize with us that it is the majestic power that rules the universe, ever expands perfection, and forever closes the door on the experience of distress. May my heart's love of the violet consuming flame in its cosmic sun power come into you and dwell within you until you are the sun presence of its victory and freedom to life wherever you abide. And may you never again know distress, for that violet flame love is in the universe to cut you free from distress forever. You have passed the way of this world and have seen and felt the distress of that which is not love. And if you are to be free, violet flame love must take its place for eternity, and you become its master presence to free life and raise all to the majesty and power and freedom of the perfection of the Ascended Master's octave. The violet planet, in its cosmic power, is love so great that once you feel it and its flame comes within you, you know that you have the scepter of power, and that you may go forward and do that which your heart dictates and become the master presence that is your destiny. May the angels and beings and legions from the violet planet come swiftly and enfold you and guard you and make you their violet flame love in power that is invincible and all-controlling wherever you abide. They are ever willing, and their love is ready to set you free. May you feel it tonight and know that the great cosmic law is coming to Earth to accomplish the final victory. Thank you with all my heart's violet flame love forever. Thank you, beloved ruler of the violet planet. May your love made alive in us blaze its victory in and around and to us all. Till wherever we abide, we give, beloved Saint Germain, every assistance possible to the responsibility which he has taken is fulfilled in outer action, and mankind, all life, purified and set free for eternity. We thank you, beloved Saint Germain, for your gift of the violet consuming flame. And great ruler of the violet planet and your legions, whoever pour your love to life, we ask your presence with us as often as possible. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible love of the violet consuming flame from the violet planet, that our worlds become forever its glorifying perfection and freedom and purity to life. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us with all the power of the love that you know that violet consuming flame can bring to us all to fulfill the great divine plan. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty ruler of the violet planet. And to you, beloved Saint Germain, and the angels of the violet flame, for eternity shall our love come to you with a gratitude that raises all to freedom for eternity. And to the seven mighty Elohim, and the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible, sacred fire presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Mighty Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into distress enough violet flame love from the great violet flame planet. May it come quickly to Earth, enter into all, and become the eternal purifying freedom for which we call. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones, we add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and the great ruler of the violet planet and blessed Saint Germain, the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it through the one mighty stroke of the world enfolding heart flame of violet flame love from the violet planet. Intensify its cosmic action in such power it enters into the structure of Earth and compels the purification, raises all to freedom as quickly as possible. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this Earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the violet flame, purifying love from the violet planet, necessary to put an end to all evil everywhere for eternity, and with lightning speed, even this instant, as we make the call. We thank thee.